Well, hello there. Welcome to another utterly fabulous episode of Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and this week we're talking tools, we're talking airplanes, we're talking watches, the super cool kind of all three. First up, tools. Pass me that embedded design screwdriver, if you wouldn't mind. Thanks. Yep, we're talking embedded design tools of the safety and security critical kind. My guest today is Jim McElroy, Vice President of Marketing at LDRA. And I'm going to ask Jim where LDRA fits in the embedded tool landscape, what their compliance management system is all about, and how this compliance management system may just help you get your next mil-aero design off the ground. Oh, you'll get it later. Oh, yeah, and we fit in some trash talk about sports, too. Check it out. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jim.
My pleasure. It's great to be here.
So, Jim, what's LDRA's focus, and what makes you guys unique in the software test and verification market?
Well, in terms of the focus of the company, it's all about making our customers in the safety-critical and security-critical market more capable in producing high-quality software. For us, it's all about software quality, frankly, and what we do is we provide software automation solutions and services to support those solutions to help our customers produce high-quality products.
So how does LDRA address the needs of software developers creating safety or security-critical applications?
In terms of how we help them specifically, we provide software tools that help them, number one, develop code that's of high quality from the very beginning. So we provide static analysis tools, coverage analysis tools, unit integration testing tools. That's on the tool side. On the service side, which we'll talk a little bit more about in a few minutes, hopefully, is that our historical background as a company, we've had tremendous experience in the safety critical and security critical markets, providing our customers with the support they need to produce high quality applications. So in markets like avionics, medical, industrial applications, automotive, nuclear instrumentation control. So in all these different industries, there's a common need for safety criticality and high quality code. So we provide the tools that enable them to produce code of high quality.
Gotcha. Okay. So how do you guys help designers address software certification?
Okay. Very specifically, in terms of the certification, again, a lot of that boils down into the individual markets where we're achieving that certification. So, for example, in the aerospace market, under DO-178, we provide products that very specifically help our customers complete the overall software development lifecycle. So really what makes us unique is we cover from requirements engineering all the way through software verification. So we're helping our customers develop code that's of high quality by providing static analysis tools, dynamic analysis tools, and testing products that automate a lot of the problems that they typically would have in the manual environments. Most importantly, though, we're providing a bi-directional traceable process that enables them to document what activities they've gone through in their certification efforts and produce that to the regulatory authorities. That's on the product side. On the service side, we can actually act as a liaison to the certification authorities to help our customers go through those processes.
All right. So tell me, what is this LCMS I've been hearing about, and how does that help customers specifically in the aerospace market?
Good question. LCMS stands for the LDRA Compliance Management System. This is a complete infrastructure that's available to our customers in the aerospace market who need to address the standards of DO-178B or C, DO-278A, or DO-254. So effectively, it's flight software, electronic hardware, and ground systems. So those particular standards drive our customers to perform a set of activities and tasks. This compliance management system is a complete infrastructure, like I said, that provides process checklists, documentation templates, the infrastructure to manage your change requests throughout the process and document those results as they occur. So from the overall perspective of our customers and their needs, we provide this solution actually two different forms. One of them is a locally hosted solution, which they can run on their network behind their firewalls typically. And then also we offer a cloud-based solution. So this complete infrastructure in place enables them to ensure compliance to these standards. In fact, we offer this in a fixed price solution, including products and services. And again, it's really to ensure compliance.
Well, okay, how about an off-the-cuff question for you, Jim? I see you're from Massachusetts. Are you a Celtics fan by chance? Do you follow any particular sports?
Huge, huge sports family. definitely the Red Sox and the Boston Bruins primarily. All right. Big hockey family, so yes, definitely a Boston fan.
Mostly a basketball fan myself. But, well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jim. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Again, thank you very much for having us. It was great.
And speaking of standards, have you worked on a DO-254 design in a while? Oh my goodness, don't get me started. The maze of certifications, standards, and documentation that we have to go through just to get to the prototype stage of our designs? Phew! And folks, it's situations like this where EE Journal's legendary Chalk Talks are here to help. In my newest episode of Chalk Talk HD, DO-254 Requirements Traceability with SpecTracer, I sit down with Louis DeLuna of Aldec, and we get down to some serious requirements traceability business. You can watch this episode of Chalk Talk HD by clicking the link DO-254 Requirements Traceability with SpecTracer in the link below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page. Oh yes, and it's time for a little Kickstarter corner, my friends. In high school and in college, if you didn't know already, I was employed at a local watch repair shop in the greater Portland, Oregon area. Oh yes, it's true. My title was Watch Repair Technician. Thank you very much. Oh, I could tell you some horror stories. No, you cannot wear your Seiko pager watch in the hot tub. Oh, no. Hey, but do you remember those? I had a pretty slick one. Well, anyway, watches have gotten a whole lot smarter recently. And we've all heard about the Pebble, maybe, or heard a rumor that perhaps an iWatch is coming soon. Well, this week's Kickstarter Corner is all about this awesome, if I do say so myself, new trend in watches. That's right, our featured Kickstarter campaign is the Agent Smartwatch. So what's so cool about this smartwatch? Well, it's called the Agent. I mean, seriously, need I say more? But it does get better. Sure, it does all the cool stuff that you'd expect from a smartwatch. Notifies you when you get a call, a text message, or an email. Beeps at you if it realizes you left your phone somewhere. Dang. Maybe this would have avoided that whole I lost my cell phone in the dressing room debacle of a couple weeks ago. never mind about that. Yes, the Agent is cell phone agnostic and does allow for other kinds of apps, including weather and GPS, and comes in a variety of colors. But wait a second. I haven't even mentioned the coolest part. Wireless charging. Ladies and gentlemen, the Agent charges via the Qi charging pad, and because of this wireless charging capability and the lack of a need for a USB port on the watch itself, this watch is actually a lot closer to waterproof than any of the rest of the competition. I would guess you probably still should not wear this in the hot tub, though, just FYI. The innards of the Agent, or would that be Agent innards, is a dual processor design that uses both a 120 MHz ARM Cortex-M4, but also an AVR coprocessor. As you can imagine, the M4 does most of the heavy lifting, and the AVR does most of the housekeeping tasks. The Agent also has an ambient light sensor, 3-axis accelerometer, vibrating motor, and connects to a smartphone via Bluetooth. And now the price. The minimum pledge for the Agent Kickstarter campaign is currently set at $149, and they say shipments should be coming around in December, right before that gift-giving holiday season. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm dropping a hint or anything, but, you know, Of course, I've included a link to the Agent Kickstarter campaign in this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. By the way, I have no relationship with these agent folks or with Kickstarter themselves. I just happen to think they're cool, and I'm passing along the love. And now it's time for a little nerdy giveaway, my friends, from some people that I do have a business relationship with, and I'm happy about that. Sponsorship keeps the lights on at Fish Fry and the microphones, and keeps me coming to you every week. So, this week, I've got a ChipKit Uno32 Arduino-compatible prototyping platform, courtesy of our good friends at Newark Element 14. And all you have to do to enter to win one of these super cool kits of your very own is head on over to element14.com/fishfry to enter. And if you are wondering, why yes, I do know more details about this super awesome kit. The ChipKit Uno32 combines compatibility with the popular Arduino open source hardware prototyping platform with the performance of the microchip PIC32 microcontroller. The Uno32 is the same form factor as the Arduino Uno board and is compatible with Arduino shields. It features a USB serial port interface for connection to the IDE and can be powered via USB or external power supply. I've also included a link on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com so you can check out even more of the awesome features included in this kit. You should really head on over to element14.com/fishfry to enter. Now, I'm just saying. Oh yes, and you should really check out EE Journal on Facebook if you haven't already. It's Facebook/EEJournal. And we're also on Twitter at EEJournalTFM, Google Plus 2, if you were wondering. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of May 24th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.